Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. My strongest observation was that Prabhupada's whole life was preaching. Every inch of his body and every bit of his thought was dedicated to preaching Krishna consciousness. Before going to bed, he would be preaching, and then he would rest thinking about preaching. As soon as he woke in the early morning, he would have some transcendental idea about preaching. His whole life was preaching, and by his burning desire for spreading Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada had manifested a perfect personality, because a preacher has to be very careful. By Yashomati Nandana Dasa. I don't know how I ever cooked under such austere conditions for Srila Prabhupada. In Bhubaneswar and different places, I would cook in a little shack in the fields. I was covered with black from the wood smoke and was full of smoke. My eyes would be bloodshot red, constantly tearing, and I couldn't open the door because all sorts of Indians were constantly coming. If I opened the door, they would just stand there and watch me cook, and I couldn't do that. It was Prabhupada's offering. Every once in a while, I'd suddenly get up. I would hardly be able to breathe. All of a sudden, you'd hear me because I'd just crash out of the door. The door would fly open, and I'd stand out there and pant, pant. I would try to get air just enough to go back in and cook. Krishna empowered me to do that at that time because I could never do such a thing again, and I don't know how I ever did it. I would just go to any place where Prabhupada was, even if there were no facilities, and I would set up and cook for him. It is Prabhupada's association. It does something that is completely beyond this material world, and I didn't mind it. I loved it the whole time. I would go on cooking like this for him all morning long. When it came time for me to serve him, my white sari would be black. My face would have soot over it. My eyes would be bloodshot, puffy and swollen from crying. But when I went into Prabhupada's room with his plate, he wouldn't even blink an eyelash. It didn't faze him. It was just as though I was there in the best of silk saris or something. It didn't matter what things would go on. Prabhupada would be in his transcendental position, equipoised. By Palika Devi Dasi. Thank you. Hare Krishna.